Mike, KI6 TMD. Wow, I'm really impressed with how you've linked all these up there. And yeah, that's funny. Yeah, Oak Mountain. Yeah, we use a repeater on Oak Mountain occasionally with the San Fernando Valley Amateur Radio Club's repeater, and we chat a little there, but. And that's where our where our commercial one is up on Oak Mountain there on the far west end of the ridge there. So yeah, very good. Yeah, that call I've seen PUW. I've seen his call before, probably on repeater book or one of the others there. Yeah, very good. And I have to compliment you on your audio. Talk about no packet loss. I mean, you you sound like you're going through one of our local P25 repeaters here, which is about 3 air miles from me. Actually, your audio is almost analog. But with a much better definition. And yeah, my best friend there, he works for a company who's contracts with Motorola, and that's what he does for a living there. Up and down mountains, all over the state, you know, come rain, snow, sun or sleet, he gets sent out. He's kind of a troubleshooter for him. He's a young guy. He's early 30s, but he knows what he's doing. And, you didn't mention phase two. Just kidding. You don't need trunking. Yeah, matter of fact, he's working on LAPD system, I believe. They're going to be switching over to 700-800 probably real soon. They've already got their frequency set up. I've seen them on my SDR there. And so he's been busy as heck getting that all squared away to make their transition from, where are they at? They're on 480 and 57, 512 there, but they're making that transition real soon. So, and boy, do they need it. Their audio levels are so up and down. It's tragic. Back to you, Mike, KI6PMD.